Coming up next, I'm going to teach you how to leverage the Great Resignation in your favor if you've been left behind. And then a Panda Express hiring sign went viral. We'll tell you why and what we can learn from it and your calls. And it starts right now. All right, folks, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you win at work and in life. Let's go. So for those of you who've been left in the office by the gigantic tidal wave that has been called the Great Resignation, this is specifically 33 million Americans have quit their jobs since the spring of 2021, this data coming from NPR. And so, you know, there's a whole lot of people. If 33 million people have left, well, there's so many more millions that haven't left. And what has all of this exiting done for people behind? What do you do? And that's what I want to focus on, because there is an opportunity. You know, I think of my beloved Michigan Wolverines, which their helmet is the greatest helmet of all time, is on the shelf behind me. There it is. Thank you, Nathan. Best in the business. I mean, you're there. Look at that helmet. It's fantastic. And we have a phrase that is plastered all over the locker room in the Michigan football program, but it says this: those who stay will be champions. Now, that's what I'm going to focus on. Those who stay. Those of you who are staying, you know what? I want you to win and thrive too. And I will tell you that I think that there's an opportunity here for you. Those who have stayed or are staying for a season. All right, so let's just do a quick snapshot of where we are right now in the market. We have 33 million plus, because it's just, wait till we get the January jobs report and the February. I don't think it's going to stop. I don't think it's going to stop for any kind of thing. I think people are just rotating. And as a result, companies are going, we got to attract, we got to retain. And so what are they doing? Apple, one of the biggest companies, most wealthiest companies in the world. Let's look at this. They're giving 2 to 10% of a discount to its retail staff to retain workers. I'm sorry. I apologize. I said discount. Thank you, Alex. That was a Freudian slip as a guy who buys their products. I literally just threw the word discount in there as a customer. Thank you for the catch, Alex. They're giving a 2 to 10% raise. Wow. To its retail staff to help retain workers. That's a big bump. Now, let me give you quick context on that. That 2 to 10% raise, if you start getting into the 2, 3, 4%, that would be your standard annual raise. You see a lot of companies in the United States do. So you start getting above 4%, that's a pretty hefty hike as it relates to standard operating practices. So what does all this mean? That the worker is in the driver's seat. They got options, baby. That's what it means. I mean, and I don't mean like okay options. I mean fantastic options. So this is a leadership crunch. Leaders are trying to figure out, okay, how do we attract? How do we retain talent? So let's talk about you, specifically you. Here's what you have to decide. You ready? Two things. Number one, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go? And some of you are going, okay, Ken, help me a little bit more. I've got a free resource for you. It's called the Should I Quit My Job Quiz. It takes about 3 minutes or less. It's going to give you a detailed answer as to should you quit your job. Go get it, KenColeman.com. Where is that sheet, Joe? Do I have that? There it is. Give you the exact one. KenColeman.com/quiz. KenColeman.com/quiz. Thank you, Joe. By the way, this is, you know, I like to do the paper sounds, which if you're new to the show, it's one of these deals here, you know, or one page. I like to do this. Okay. Now this, Joe, is a new sound. It's the laminated sheet of paper. It's very exciting, folks. The ADHD is real, folks. Pray for me. We're getting better. Alex is going, please, please God, let his medication kick in. Should I stay? Should I go? And we've got a free resource for you, the Should I Quit My Job Quiz. You got to decide that first. Now, let me caution you on this. The reason I want you to take the quiz is because if you just leave it up to your emotion, well, everybody else is leaving. Everybody else is leaving. We're still creatures that long to belong. One of the greatest needs that humans have is we want to be a part of something. We want to belong. And so here's what happens. If you're on a team where just two people have left, you start going like this. Well, I mean, they left and they left. I'm just telling you, I'm just wanting you to own this stuff. That's a poor reason for making a decision. Well, I mean, Fred left and he got an 18% bump. Bonnie left right after Fred and she got a 14% bump and they like it. Wait a second. Are you living Fred's life? Are you following Bonnie's path? Take the should equipment job quiz. Determine, why would I want to leave? Do I even need to leave? All right. Second thing. If the answer is no, I'm not supposed to leave, or yes, I'm supposed to leave, then we ask the question, because it's either one. We still want to advance. So either I stay, do I want to advance? How do I advance? Or I leave, how do I advance? Because you want to be advancing. You want to be climbing the ladder, unless you're in your absolute dream job. And at that point, you're just watching the show for another reason. I don't know why. Glad to have you. But you don't need any of this. So it's all about advancing. So what steps do I need to take to advance? I mean, I like to simplify stuff for you folks because I understand change, job change is scary. It's got a lot of unknowns. And so my job is to come alongside of you and help you see, okay, wait a second. How do I remove the fear of the unknown? Well, by getting knowledge. So we break it down to two simple things. Should I stay or should I go? What steps am I going to take to advance up the ladder? Very simple. Now, let's go a little bit deeper into the I'm going to stay. So we've looked at, okay, how do I advance? And part of advancing may be getting healthy in the now. And so what if you're one of the millions of Americans, we read about this every day, we've had phone calls from callers on the show about this. Ken, I stayed, a bunch of people left. My leader piled on the stuff on top of me. And I didn't get a bump, or I got a bump, but the bump isn't worth all the stress and all the extra work. I'm like the guy who's catching plates falling off of the cupboard. Whoa, I'm over here and I'm over here. So a couple things. You got to talk to your leader. You can't be afraid of this confrontation. You got to talk to your leader and say, hey, is there any way to take some of this stuff off my plate? I stepped up. I've been doing it. This is what it's causing. That's eventually going to affect my performance in the company. I'm not complaining. I'm raising my hand going, I need some help. I can't keep this rate up of catching plates. And if that isn't an issue, but you're just saying, hey, I want to grow here, then let's talk about a growth plan. This is where you sit down with your leader and you say, hey, I want to grow. I want to grow in my skills and experience. I want to grow in my knowledge. I want to then turn that into opportunity for greater influence and responsibility so that I can also grow financially. That's a great posture. So don't just go in asking for perks and a raise. Go in talking about a growth plan. All right, coming up in the news, we are going to dive into this Panda Express story. What does it mean for all of us? Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. For our viewing audience, specifically those that are watching on YouTube, we have some folks engaging live in the chat room. It's like running commentary. I got to do a quick shout out to Grant Lowry. After I made my laminated sound, which I won't do again, Joe and Alex are grateful for that. Careful how too much you celebrate. I'll just pull it right back and do it. After I made the sound, the Grant goes, you're more like Ken Whisenhut. Who's a longtime NFL coach, former head coach of the Titans, with the laminated sheet. So thank you, Joe, for the laminated sheet. That was it's fantastic. By the way, at some point, you're going to have to show me where the laminator is. I'd like to see this machine. I don't know what it looks like. Does it make noise? You know what I mean? Is it like, you know, what is it like? I want to know these things. So there you go. All right. So this story went viral over the weekend, and I fired it off to Alex, the producer. Broke my weekend communication rule, but it was very subtle. No work required. So let's get to it in the news. Okay, so here's the headline from Newsweek. But again, this is from an article. I saw this on Twitter. I was doing the scroll with a cup of coffee early Saturday morning. All the house was quiet except for the pup. And the pup likes to hang out with me while I scan for the news. And I saw this and I sent it to Alex. Here's the headline. Panda Express hiring sign goes viral. So here's what happened. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to not say the guy's name because he's just gotten hammered on social media, but you're still going to follow it. But I won't add anything to it. So this guy's a teacher at a college in Utah. He's a professor. And essentially, he saw an image of a sign that was advertising for help wanted from the fast food chain Panda Express. So I want you all to see a picture of the ad because there's so much good here. And for our listening audience, I'm going to read this to you. Oh, there we go. So we do have the guy's face. All right. So this is the college professor. We'll get to him in a second. But let's focus there on the sign from Panda Express. And again, for our viewing listening audience, I'm going to read it to you. It says, inspiring better lives across the top of the picture. And it's got a nice group of happy people all wearing Panda Express paraphernalia. And then it lists general managers, $69,000 a year plus bonus. Assistant managers, $20 an hour plus bonus. Service and kitchen team, $15 to $19 an hour. And so this guy, this professor, he takes a picture of it. I don't know where he saw it, but he basically puts it out in a tweet. And then he says, let me get right to it. He says, he posts the picture that I just read and showed you. And he says, my salary as an associate professor of mathematics at Westminster College, three blocks away from this sign, is $61,500. Well, boy, oh boy, he got lit up. And let's just put it this way. He had more people pounding him than agreeing with him or commiserating for him, or with him rather. So then he follows that tweet up and he says, I promise that this tweet is not elitist. But anyway, I'm muting because my mentions are now unusable. Go hug a local educator. He then goes on to tweet again. The point of the tweet is that professors make way less than you think they do. That's all. All right. Now, I'm going to cover the good professor's comments and address whether or not he's an elitist. But stay tuned, because I'm going to tell you, Panda Express is doing it the right way. I've spoken about this on the show. I've done it in keynotes at our Entree Leadership event. There's a leadership application here. I'll get to that in a second. First, the good professor. I'm not for any kind of hate and personal attacks on social media. It's so stupid. And these people are keyboard warriors. They probably wouldn't say half of what they would type if they were standing there looking at a person. I don't like the nastiness. However, the professor deserves to be criticized with what he said. And I'm going to tell you right now, his tweet was elitist, which is why he said, the tweet's not elitist. Thou doth protest too much. If you have to say something's not something, I got news for you. It is. It just is. Because here's what a lot of people heard. I work three blocks from this Panda Express, and I'm a college professor. I don't make this much. What's wrong with the world? All right, now, let me teach the good professor and those of you who are outraged that a Panda Express manager would make more than a college professor. Can I explain for just a moment? Free market economics. All right. Sounds very fancy. I'm not fancy, nor am I smart. So here's the good news. It's very simple. Free market economics, or free markets, allow for a business like a fast food restaurant to pay what they can afford to pay. So if they could afford to pay a manager $60,000, well, fine. What's that got to do with you, Professor? And Professor I didn't want to say his name. Pulled it back. Professor, you shouldn't have a problem with what Panda Express is doing. You should be talking to your administrators and going, hey, just curious, what's the endowment over here? I think you should pay me more. That's what you ought to be focused on, Professor. Not Panda Express offering a really good salary. And more importantly, and now I want to brag on them, inspiring better lives. What a great tagline. That's the beauty of that. Not the money they're offering. Yeah, let me tell you what Panda Express got right. They said, we need talent. We need workers to run our business. We're going to have to get competitive. So we're going to put some really good money out there, $69,000 a year. And they ran their numbers. And they, listen, the people who run Panda Express aren't idiots. They ran their numbers and they said, we think we can pay a manager $69,000 based on profit and loss, Professor. Secondly, Panda Express said, you know what? We need to put out a message to potential talent and potential leaders and say, if you come work for Panda Express, not only are we going to pay you $69,000, but we're going to help you live a better life. Slow clap for Panda Express. You want to know how you win the talent war? Listen, listen, leaders. The game has forever changed. It is not going back. It's not going back. So you'll not hear this from any fancy economics professors. You know why? Because they freaking live in a classroom in a book. I know small business leaders. I know entrepreneurs. I know how a balance sheet works. I also know how hiring works. I know how engagement works. And I'm going to tell you something. Small business owners, you feel like you're having a hard time attracting employees? Don't tell me good help is hard to find. That is the biggest bunch of lazy crap I've heard in a long time. Good people are not hard to find. What you should be saying is, I have sucky hiring practices. I need help. That's what you should be saying, because that's what's going on. And Panda Express, watch. Panda Express is saying, come work for us and don't just get a paycheck, but we're going to help you live a better life. Because you ready for this? Not only are they paying really good salaries, they're offering other benefits like medical and dental insurance, paid sick leave and vacations, and a 401k with a company match. They're saying, come work with us and we're going to make your life better. And the professor didn't like it. Oh. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Would be great if Panda Express saw this and decided to feed us one week. Just send us a new thing. By the way, I've eaten there before, and I got to tell you, full disclosure, a little bit cynical going in, really enjoyed it. Not bad. Not honestly, I love Japanese food, Chinese food. I love Korean food. I really do. And I thought, well, it's fast food. I don't know. I gotta tell you, not bad. Some of you are going, Ken is now pandering for free food. And I would have to respond to say, yes. Yes, I am. All right. Coming up a little bit later in the program, in our bonus segment for viewers only, what is happening when companies are required by law to post the salary with a job posting? Is it good or is it bad? I'm going to break it down. I think there's some very sticky stuff here. I don't know that I'm for it. We'll get into it a little bit later in the program. But first, there's been a lot of buzz lately about Phil from ZipRecruiter. I've been talking about this guy, Phil. There have been a lot of thank you, Phils, going around. Here's what some people are saying. Stephanie said, Phil, you made my job search a priority. You stuck with me through the whole process. I couldn't have done it without you. That Phil sounds like somebody you want in your corner, especially for an easier job search. What job will Phil help you discover? Find out at ZipRecruiter.com. That's ZipRecruiter.com. All right, let's get to the phones. Caroline joins us now in McAllen, Texas. Caroline, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Caroline. What are you doing?
Love to hear it. Well, I'm just here in South Texas trying to make some big career moves.
All right. I like it.
Smartly.
Everything's bigger in Texas, so this better be really big move.
It is huge.
Okay.
But the move is out of Texas, which is the funny thing.
Okay.
Which is something I never thought I would say, but I got this really incredible job offer 2 weeks ago from a previous employer that I worked for over the summer last year in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
They're a ministry out in Colorado, and they saw that I was a good photographer last year for the camp, and they offered me a salary position for $80,000 to come and work full-time as their media director.
Wow.
And they would pay for my housing plus the $80,000. And I'm wondering if I'm taking too long to accept the offer.
Oh, now you're couching that question as a calendar question, and it's not. It's an emotional question.
Yeah, it definitely is.
How long are you taking? How long ago did they offer it?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, did they put a timeline on it?
No, they didn't. What was nice is that since it's kind of a ministry position, they were like, hey, just pray about it. Let us know if you get any promptings from God and tell us where to go from here. And they've kind of left it open for me.
Okay. So, right now, let's not worry about the calendar part of the question.
Yeah.
When they first told you about it, I want you to tell me, what were your emotions?
The first emotion was like complete overwhelm. Like, I was just completely overwhelmed because kind of in my heart of hearts, I was like, ooh, that sounds really amazing. Like, that sounds incredible.
Okay, you answered my question. So it was overwhelmed in a good way.
Yes.
Like, you were flattered, you were grateful, you were like, woohoo, sounds so amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. How long before that emotion turned into something else, and then what did it turn into?
It was probably the next day. I kind of slept on it before I told anyone about the offer at all.
I love that.
Not even my parents.
Good for you.
So after I slept on it, I was like, okay, like, would that even logistically work? Moving all the way across the country to Colorado. And I was like, well, slightly freaked out because I was like, oh, that's a lot of things to put in order in not that long of a time.
So then you got scared. Is that the emotion?
Right.
I want you to use your words. What was the emotion then?
I think probably just straight up anxiety. I was like, this is scary, and I'm 20 and I live with my parents, and I'd be moving across the country, being on my own. And it's not like I don't have support in Colorado.
I do. You worked for them before.
A lot of people there. I do. And I did. And there's a huge group of people I know there and plenty of community.
So wait a second. You just contradicted yourself. You said, I'm going to move all the way across the country and be on my own. Not true.
Right.
You're not going to be with mom and dad.
That's true.
But I will tell you, make of this what you will. I don't know why, but you sound way more mature than what I would have expected. I didn't expect you to say you were 20.
I am 20. I get that a lot, though.
You're a bit of an old soul, aren't you?
I try.
Yeah, I am too. Good for you. You know what my nickname was at college?
What?
40. My friends called me 40 because I read two newspapers every morning. I would go to the area where the coffee shop was, and I'd sit out there before classes and I'd read two newspapers. And they were like, dude, you're like a 40-year-old man. I get it. So you were overwhelmed and anxious about all of the details and the unknown of all of the details coming together. Where will I live? Will it be an apartment? Will it be a townhouse? Will I buy a house? Will I live with someone else? It was all that stuff, right?
Right.
So let me ask you this. What it seems like to me, there was no anxiety over doing the actual job and all that, correct?
That's true.
Well, there's your answer. You are taking too long. All the stuff you're worried about is all logistics stuff. It's all personal. And none of it's a red flag as it relates to the work. Am I right?
You're right.
Okay, then you're waiting too long. It's time to fly.
Yeah.
It's time to fly, little bird.
Yeah.
You're 20. You're 20. I know you can do it. You're 20. What happens if a year from now or 2 years from now you're there and you go, oh, okay, that was it, but I need a new challenge. You're 20. You didn't fail.
Is
this, let me just, all right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to turn your brain off. And I want you to just answer this from the bottom of your heart. Mm-hmm. Does this feel like an adventure you want to take?
Yes.
All right. Then would you please, I'm putting you on hold right now. I like her, but I'm not going to talk to her anymore. I'm not talking to her. Caroline, call him. Call him. Like right now. Call him and take the job. And then start working on the moving plan and all that. All that stuff is normal to be nervous about. I remember my wife, Stacy, and I had been married 6 months. I was working for the governor of Virginia. I was 23. We had an awesome little apartment, two-bedroom apartment, brand new complex, great pool. I had a big office wearing a suit every day, working for the governor, and I was bored out of my skull. And my soul, listen to me, folks, my soul was dying slowly. I had worked on campaigns, which are fast and furious. It's about ideals and fighting. And then I got the cool job, big office, right down the hall from the Secretary of State. Had the cool title, Alex, Special Assistant to the Governor of Virginia. 23, bored out of my skull, knowing that I'm dying a slow death. Put the feelers out. I get a job offer to come to Franklin, Tennessee. I knew it was a great gig. Just like Caroline. I mean, I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. It's gonna further my career, all the things. And I got off the phone. I tell my wife, she's a little bit like, okay, like we've been in Richmond for 6 months. What? I mean, she had a little bit of natural security stuff going on there. And then I started thinking about, I slept on it just like Caroline. I wake up the next day and I'm going, I don't know anything about Franklin, Tennessee. I have some friends there, but I don't know much. And I started going, oh gosh, I've never had to move before. I didn't have any stuff before I got married. Now I had stuff. Oh, what do I get? A U-Haul? Do I get a rider? Do I need my dad to drive with me? I went through the same thing. Understand the difference between your heart and your head. See, your heart goes, oh yes, that's exciting. I want to do it. And then your head goes, oh, I got to move. I got to find a new place. I got to learn how to pack. Oh, that's going to be kind of weird and scary. And am I going to screw it up? Do I buy a house? This is all your head. And you got to learn to tell your head to shut up. And you got to follow your heart. You'll figure out all that stuff. There's always somebody who knows how to help you move. And you know what? Stacy and I did it. By the way, I drove a U-Haul truck farther than I ever want to do it again. But I'm where I'm supposed to be because I decided to follow my heart. Follow your heart. Stay tuned. More Ken Coleman Show coming up. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. I'm here to help you win at work and in life. It shouldn't be winning at just one and not the other. You are a complete person. There is relational purpose and professional purpose. I want to help you with a professional purpose, and watch out helps you relationally. Let's get back to the phones. The phone number for you to jump in if you got a question or a comment, jump in. 844-747-2577. James joins us in Columbus, Ohio. James, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, James. What are you doing?
Not too much. I want to thank you and your team for taking my call.
You bet. Happy to. What's going on today?
So I've been having some chronic low back pain that has been impacting my work. I'm a chef by trade. I have a culinary degree. And I've been dealing with this pain for about 7 years. Mm-hmm. It leads me to where I can get treatments and I can work in good health for about a year, but then there's 2, 3, sometimes 4 months where I'm not in good health and I'm not able to work. And that cycle ultimately isn't something that I'm able to keep up with, both financially and emotionally.
Yeah.
And I think it would be healthy for me to do a career change, and that's what I want to ask you about.
Okay. What are the physical things, what are the physical elements, circumstances, environments that are causing this? Is it specific to that, or is it just kind of, we got bigger back issues and it really doesn't matter? It seems like it's connected to being a chef.
Yeah. Yes and no. I've done some warehouse work since I've gotten to Columbus. And even some of the lighter warehouse work can still have issues with me. So some of the standing and walking, lifting, I'm trying to think of what else.
So you understand what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out what your physical limitations are as it relates to work. And it seems odd to me that you went to warehouse work.
Yeah, I thought that would be simpler because there's also different positions in there that it's not going to require me throwing around packages.
And so that's what the issue is with cooking and being a chef is picking up stuff and throwing it around?
Picking up stuff, standing on your feet for a very long time, bending over. You're spending a lot of time bending over, reaching, bending, twisting.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. If you didn't have these health problems with the back, would you be calling me about a career change?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So here's what, I'm going to give you a homework assignment as opposed to super specific advice because you know your industry. With the way that the world is now, right, where, you know, you can cook and be a successful chef, in my opinion, outside of the traditional restaurant environment where there's hours and hours and hours of you doing that kind of physical work. I just wonder where your creative menu planning and maybe is there a type of meal preparing? Is there a gig where you can cook and be a chef, but you're not in that traditional standing for hours and hours and hours? I just wonder out loud. Have you looked into that?
Okay. I've looked into it a little bit, but nothing terribly deep.
Okay. I want you to explore that a little bit more. And here's why. Where in the world, like all you think about, everybody that sells a food, dessert to appetizers to nutrition bars to, food delivery to food preparation where people make these meals and you get it delivered to your house and it's for moms who've got a busy. I mean, I want you looking all across the board and go, wait a second. I love the creative process of cooking, preparing food that delights. True or false? That's
yes,
you.
Sir.
I want you to look, how many different ways are there for me to do that don't require me to stand on my feet for a long period of time, be lifting and bending over? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm not crazy off that it's possible there's a way to do that, correct?
Yeah, I can definitely look into it. I don't know anything off the top of my head.
No, I know. I'm not asking you.
That doesn't mean I don't know the answer.
That's my point. I think you got to research and go, wait a second. I've got a skill set that is extremely transferable and I would say in demand. Let me give you one other quick idea to explore. You, at the end of the day, are an artist. I really believe, I know several really great chefs here in Nashville. It's a big foodie town. These guys are artists. They're very creative. How could you transfer that creative talent with food maybe to some other area where, again, maybe with not a whole lot of training and time, you could become qualified and skilled up, if you will, to do something else a little bit more creative? I want you to stay in that space because I think that's the key. But I'd want to know, where can I make the most money? Teaching somebody how to cook? Preparing something that I have total control over? I'd look into that, and I think you'll find it. This is The Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, we led off the show today talking about the Great Resignation. This is 33 million people changing jobs since the spring of 2021. And we said, how do you leverage that? It's a hot job market. Well, one of the ways to do that is to potentially, for some of you, to jump into one of the hottest fields where there's high demand, and that is project management. one of the fastest growing sectors of the global economy. In fact, it's expected to grow by 33% through 2027. And Ramsey Academy and yours truly, we are partnering together here. We've created our first ever Project Management 101 course. Turns out you don't need a college degree to be qualified to get into project management, to move up in project management. So alongside our Ramsey Chief Technology Officer, Brendan Wojcicki, who leads and hires all of the project managers here at Ramsey, we're going to be teaching you this course. It's fast, it's fun, it's effective. Spots are limited. You have to apply. Go to RamseySolutions.com/project. RamseySolutions.com/project. All right, Russellville, Arkansas is where we go next. Jen is on the line. Jen, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
Well, my husband and I owned a business for 16 years, mm-hmm. and we closed that in March of 2020, a day before the country shut down.
Oh, boy.
And I've moved into business coaching, mm-hmm. and working with small business owners is an absolute passion of mine, seeing their business grow and thrive. My question for you is, we have recently moved to Arkansas from California, and I'm looking for ways to grow my network, to be able to capture speaking events, to reach more people so I can have a consistent income coaching people and coaching my clients.
Yeah, good question. So I'm going to give you a two-part strategy. I may add something else as I keep going. But right away, two things. You want to get more speaking opportunities, which you then hope lead to business. And so how do you make those connections? How do you network, if you will, to get that opportunity? So the first thing is, you need to volunteer yourself, okay, to speak at smaller venues first, smaller opportunities. So, for instance, find job fairs that are coming up in the next, you know, what's the job fair schedule in your city, in your county, and surrounding areas? Are colleges doing job fairs? Volunteer yourself to people who they don't have any money, but they are looking for somebody like you who's a viable coach, a business coach, career coach, whatever, life coach. And you kind of go, hey, I've got two or three topics that might be relevant. Here they are. And just volunteer yourself. Say, hey, I know you don't have a budget for it. That's fine. I'm happy to come do it. I really enjoy it. You want to start by doing that, right? Speaking to high school seniors, speaking to community colleges. Go introduce yourself to career advisors at your local community college, any local colleges. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to make connections and say, hey, if you're ever looking for somebody to come in and can give some good tips on how to win, how to grow your business, find entrepreneurship programs within, like I said, colleges, private schools in the area that may have a kind of a capstone fund program for their seniors, get involved, start speaking, start sharing. Because the more you do that, two things happen. Number one, you get better at speaking. Number two, you define your message a little bit better. So you get better at the actual speaking part, but then your content itself gets better. And then the third thing that happens is that people begin to recommend you. They go, oh, she's really good. You should have Jen come speak. I heard her over at this thing and blah, 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 blah. That's what I want you to do. That's the low-hanging fruit. There's really not a whole lot of barriers there other than somebody going, well, I have an opportunity or I don't. But you're not asking for pay, and so you can really provide value. Now, another strategy, the second strategy that came to mind is you need to get involved in your local chamber of commerce or business clubs, business gatherings. You got to be, this is the proximity principle, which I wrote an entire book on. I'm going to give it to you as my gift today.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Here's what the proximity principle says. In order to do what you want to do, which is grow your business as a business coach, you got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it's happening. So you got to be around people who are doing business, who are growing businesses, small businesses. That's who you want to help, a small business owner. You got to be around small businesses, small business owners. Where are they gathering? Where are they hanging out? Is it the Rotary Club? Is it the local golf club? Is it Chamber of Commerce? I don't know, but you can find out. And you need to be rubbing shoulders with small business owners and just asking questions. What do you do? Oh, I run the Tasty Freeze around the corner. Oh, great. What do you do? I'm a small business coach. No kidding. Yeah. So you start asking them about their business. How's it going? You know? And then they start going, well, what do you do? Well, I offer three basic services. Have your pitch down. Have your elevator pitch. Mm-hmm. I help small business owners with better hiring practices. I help them tighten their marketing message. You know, whatever. That's how you grow this. You got to be around the right people, which are small business owners, people that are providing services to small business owners in your area. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Can I ask, how could we go deeper and reach more people and doing that online?
Well, who are we wanting to reach online?
Same thing, small business owners.
Okay.
Or even startups. I see a lot of people, I'm in a lot of Facebook groups, and I'm watching them kind of, and they really don't know how to start a business and things like that. And without that, hey girl, you know, direct message, which is just, that's so gross.
I get it.
What's
so,
an effective way to grow online as well?
Well, number one, you need to jump in those Facebook groups. You need to become a member and you need to start adding value. Like drop a couple bombs in there and don't say, oh, by the way, I'm a small business coach. Just be like, they're talking about it. And then you go, well, what I found is that when small business owners do this, this, and this, they win. They go, whoa, who is Jen and where did she come from? You're like a ninja slipping in there, right?
Okay.
Get in those groups and start adding value. Secondly, start Facebook advertising. You want to know how to win online? Facebook and Instagram advertising. I'm telling you, because number one, they're cheap. They do all the targeting for you. You just tell them who you want to target. And they'll do custom ads for you. So you start popping up there. Third, okay, I want you to create a Facebook page. Create your own Facebook page. Start putting out content. And so when you run these ads, link it back to that page. Create some free resources. Let's just put you on the spot for fun. You ready? I only got about a minute and a half, so you got to be quick, but this is just an exercise.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Three things you would tell every small business owner in Russellville, Arkansas right now. If they were all sitting in front of you, what would you tell them? Three things. Go.
You need to look at the strategy that you have for marketing your business.
Okay.
What is the message that you are saying to your clients?
Yeah.
And how do we take that and pull those clients in with your marketing message?
Great.
How do we reduce the stress on you as a small business owner? Because when you're stressed, you're not functioning at the level that you need to be.
All right. So here's what I want you to do. I had to cut you off for time, okay? But here's the deal.
No problem.
Listen,
okay.
I want you to take that basic outline that you spit out to me, and I want you to come up with a potential PDF or an article or blog or some resource that would help people do that on a small level to where they like tasted it. They're like, ooh, I want more. You ever been to Costco and walked around and got the samples?
Yeah.
That's a brilliant idea. Because if I take a little sample off the toothpick and I like it, they've increased the chances that I'm going to buy the whole carton, right?
Mm-hmm.
What samples can you start giving away to small businesses in Russellville, Arkansas? That, combined with everything else I told you, is going to give you a chance to attract people. I could do a whole talk on the power of the sample. All right. I got to get out of here for our listening audience. Thank you so much for joining us. You matter. You do have what it takes. For our viewing audience, stay tuned. We're going to dive deep into this story next. This is the Ken Coleman Show.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.